And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grace, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan!
And I'm Ken Enough.
Damn it, you stole one of my jokes!
Yeah!
So, we are covering episodes 17 and 18 of the final season of Comedy Central's BattleBots.
If it makes you feel any better, I think I fucked the line. I think I said Ken Enough when I actually meant to say Knuff. So,
just a reminder, I can edit this shit. I can take all that out. I'm not going to, but I can.
Okay. I could just take the line again. You could edit that.
So we are getting... Now, we have a slight change. So previous to this, we've referred to it being weeks 9, 10, weeks 11, 12, etc., etc., because they were releasing one episode a week. For the last four episodes, they actually did two episodes.
Yeah, because I noticed at the end of one of these episodes, it literally says, stay tuned, another episode of BattleBots is coming up next. Coming up next.
Yep. So, we kick off with three episodes to go after this, the finale of this of the heavyweights division. Mm-hmm. Except it's a bit weird. Because, one, what they have started doing is that thing that they should have been doing from the start, which is going, oh yeah, this is a sport, and this should be taken seriously. And I think it's telling that this is what they did in the reboot, is they actually went, no, let's present this as a sport.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because it's the same thing we've always kind of said. See, the last like four or five episodes is when it turns from the comedy part of Comedy Central's BattleBots, Comedy Central's Sports Presents BattleBots, and to the sports part of Comedy Central Sports Presents BattleBots.
Yep. And we kick off with something quite incredible, which is the heavyweight quarterfinal between Mechavor and Biohazard.
Yes.
And I can absolutely see why they would air a quarterfinal first.
Uh-huh.
Because this match does not take long. They jump straight into it. Biohazard goes in for the box rush, misses, takes a few hits from Mechavor, but nothing devastating. It then lifts and flips Mechavor, and as Mechavor is landing, it just catches Biohazard perfectly and rips off Biohazard's arm!
It's like a knife through butter. It's just so shing. Like, it was so it perfectly broke. It was so weird.
And then you just see the thing flying across the arena.
Yeah, and then we get a close-up of Carlo. Carlo.
Yeah, Carlo.
I was about to say Carlos. That's why I fumbled. We get a shot of Carlo that just says, wow, what a bad way to win. I was like, yeah, you're telling me, bud.
Because, yeah, it is. And also, not only that, by the looks of it, the one thing that they've been a little lucky with is it's a clean break.
Yeah.
So it's the actual arm itself is intact, which is good because they don't have a spare arm.
Yeah.
So you know, we get a quarter final, which, fair enough, it builds up the hype, it's a great match.
A bit of excitement.
The next match is a heavyweight quarter final match.
Yeah.
Okay, still a bit weird, but hey, I'm sure that they, if they don't do any bullshit, they can maybe squeeze in five matches. It'd be tight, but they could do it. And yep. This match is Warhead versus Overkill.
Yeah, like, this is a match I didn't think I wanted to see until it happened, until they gave us it, and now it's like, okay, let's see.
So yeah, Warhead's the robot by the Razor team, which once, now we actually, next week's episode is going to be the unaired fights. See, mm-hmm. when you hear Warhead actually moving and actually the noise its disc makes, that thing is fucking terrifying. Overkill, which is by the Cool Robotics team, with the giant knife blade, which it doesn't mm-hmm. really use here.
No, it just uses its wedge weapon, which... it's surprisingly it used incredibly well.
Yeah, because what ends up happening is Warhead's not moving freely from the start of the fight.
And yeah, it's really janky, and the blade keeps hitting the ground, and it just does not seem to want to cooperate.
And you can smell the blood, or at least Overkill can, because Overkill just gets absolutely all over
mm-hmm.
Warhead, slamming it everywhere. There's this moment where you just kind of, you happen to catch the side of the robot, and it's just peppered with holes.
Yeah, like... Warhead looks like a really solidly built robot, but the one shot in question, when you see it from the side, it looks like it's made of paper or something.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's just, because that's the force that Overkill is, like, sending Warhead into these spikes. It's like the speed and power, and it's just bang, like three holes at once, like easily.
I think what you also find is that maybe a bit like Razor, so much weight is concentrated on the weapon that though the armor looks very impressive,
mm-hmm.
it's actually quite paper thin.
Yeah, there's not much to it.
Like the same that, for example, we saw Razor. The second Pussycat actually hit it with its blade.
Aye, big slices.
Yeah. So, Warhead finishes the match impaled on the wall. And I'm not meaning like, oh, it's like... No, I'm meaning as in each of those spikes is in as deep... You know, he is quadruple penetrating. Warhead is saved by the bell, but it does go to a judge's decision. Well, you'd think it goes to a judge's decision, but they don't tell you.
No, also... it's just another one of those kind of cut back to Bill and the other guy.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh yeah, Overkill won anyway.
Anyway, for the last four episodes, because we're taking it seriously, we're going to have some trivia segments.
Mm.
And some of them are even quite interesting.
Yeah, especially this one. How much does the pulverizer weigh? Apparently, 35 pounds. I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, because it's hollow.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Interesting.
Much like the passion in many of the presenters of this show.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much outside Carmen Electra and the main two presenters, quite frankly.
Yeah. I mean, none would be worse than Shu. And I'm glad he's gone.
I don't know.
Mm.
At least he occasionally would ask a relevant question.
Yeah, but he said it with about as much gusto as, like, you know, some roadkill.
So, anyway, we've got two awesome semi-finals out of the way.
Quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals. So the next match has to be a semi-final. No, it's the quarterfinal between Aces and Eights and a Hexadecimator.
Down, 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 down.
And this is the first time that Aces and Eights has debuted. This time not led by a man having the first singles run of his life after years of being a tag team guy.
Yes. Billy Ray was nowhere to be found.
Which is unfortunate in many, in my opinion. I think Billy Ray makes a lot of things better.
Yeah.
No one in the world can say my balls with as much conviction.
My balls!
We...
Hexy D, Aces and Eights.
Aces and Eights is a push robot. I think the way it's presented, I'm kind of going, is this the Rosie the Riveter team? It looks like that type of robot.
It does look like that type of robot.
And do you know what? 9 times out of 10, I'd be okay with this match.
Okay.
It's a good match. It's kind of, it's quite a back and forth match. Both teams are kind of quite impressive. It is a good match. But why is this being shown instead of either of the semi-finals?
Oh yeah.
Because we get the semi-finals in highlight form. And also, you'll notice we've named 3 of the quarterfinals. The one quarterfinal we do not see is the one involving Voltronic. Because Voltronic does not appear in a full match in this entire program until it is in the grand final of the heavyweight division. You know, the most iconic division of BattleBots, and I don't care that they seem to be treating the super heavyweight division more seriously. The fact is this, from a legacy point of view, from a name value point of view, the heavyweights is your title division. And to have this robot that, I mean, this is a hugely successful team. Sorry, this really annoys me, can you tell?
Yeah, a little bit. I kept going to start, and then I was like, no, I'll just let him keep going.
It was in the final of the Las Vegas pay-per-view. It lost to Vlad the Impaler, and you know, Vlad the Impaler was the only team that could beat these guys for the first three events. This is a team that's defeated Biohazard before. Actually, look at the names of the guys that it's beaten. It's beaten Razor, it's beaten Mortis, it's beaten Biohazard, it's beaten Kilohertz. You know, it's this hugely successful team, and yet it just doesn't... It beat Big Umbrella, and yet it doesn't get, quite frankly, the respect it deserves.
Yeah, now, we kind of spoke briefly about this yesterday, but yeah, just before we recorded, and yeah, I'm very inclined to agree with you. Like, Voltronic has been about for so long, and it is like one of the its name is up there with, like, say, Vlad the Impaler, Taz, Biohazard. In the way of it's been around forever, but yeah, it's like it doesn't tend to get showcased anywhere near as much as the rest of them do.
Yeah,
and I don't know if maybe it's because in a couple of the earlier seasons it lost, like, kind of quickly.
Well, actually, in the first couple of seasons it didn't. So third, fourth season it kind of disappeared.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely inclined to agree with you on that. Like, I don't understand why it doesn't get that respect either. But with the, like, I do actually want to kind of talk about the end of the fight in question, because we kind of glossed over that to get to the Voltronic point. So Aces and Eights ends up winning this 23-22.
Oof.
So it was a close decision, and Hexy D obviously dominated the fight for the beginning portion, but one of my notes, like right at the end, kind of says, I think Ace was winning by the end, and so, but this was definitely a fight where I felt like it could have went either way, and even though I did kind of say myself, I thought that Ace and Ace was winning, I was still surprised when it turns out they did win.
And didn't you say 23-22?
Yeah, so it was hella close.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, this is where we get all the semi-finals in highlight form, and I just don't understand why. Like, the Warhead quarterfinal match, I can understand because it's Warhead. Like, they've been making a big deal about him the entire season. But then they just put in two more quarterfinal matches for no reason and then just skip the semifinals. That seems weird to me. But, you know, instead of maybe having one of those fights, why don't we have Carlo Bertini?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
In an amazing suit, pretending to be a
Don. I mean, it is an awesome suit. It is an awesome suit. We'll give them that. But yeah, they do this thing where they're implying that Carlo Bertuccini is a mafia don, and he's going around San Francisco in a wonderful suit, but it is just kind of like, you were doing so well. And also, it's not only that, the whole thing, like, Carlo's been one of those guys who... I mean, untainted is the wrong term.
Taking the sport seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, so for him to do something like this seems a bit out of character, but...
But hey, I mean, he, you know, it's a bit like how there's some people who kind of go, oh, I mean... It's not something we see very often, but no, you can actually do comedy. I don't know who a good example of it would be, like someone who like you see normally as a serious actor. Or here's one, actually, to put it completely on the head. See, any time Robin Williams played someone who wasn't meant to be funny, that was just, it was terrifying whenever he did it.
Yeah, it wasn't one of them 1 hour photo or something like that?
Oh,
he was, he was a weird, creepy...
Yeah. He's guy. Also that in a Christopher Nolan film as well, I'm sure. Anyway, we're getting off the point. So
we digress.
So we kind of breeze through. So I think it's... Bio has defeated Aces and Eights. Voltronic defeated Overkill.
And now it's time for a world championship match.
And they also mentioned in passing, when this is the thing they could have really built on, the last time these two met, Voltronic won.
And that was the only other time that they had met. So this is the big rematch. X amount of years in the making.
Aye. So... The match itself does not last long.
Well, we get some giant nuts titties in the crowd.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
So the two of them lock up in the middle and... Biohazard pushes Voltronic against the wall. And it's over.
Oh, and it's horrible. Because what ends up happening, so you're looking at it, and the way that Biohazard manipulates the flip, Voltronic... One is right in front of their driver.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Like the perfect shot. You actually see the shot of him almost like willing himself to push through the barrier to fight his robot.
It was like so close to just like bumping the plexiglass, but like just fucking. Yeah, because like the arm is like grazing the wall. It's like so close, but yet so far. And then it's like, so the match is over in seconds, but the interview that Voltronic driver Steven gives afterwards is quite interesting. It's like he looks kind of annoyed, but like also it's kind of bantery in a way, just in the kind of way of like Tony Rock asks him, it's like, oh, if the roles were reversed and Biohazard was stuck on the wall, would you pull him off? And he's like, absolutely not. Not in a championship fight. This is what.
No, absolutely not.
This is what the sport's all about. Like, you build a robot with flaws like this that gets you stuck on a wall, you deserve to lose.
Yeah.
So we get Carlo being interviewed by Carmen Electra with the giant nut next to him, and that's the extent of it that you get, because you don't get to see any award ceremony or anything, get him raising the giant nut. It's just, right, there you go. Anyway, bye.
Yeah, it's bizarre, because there is this sort of... I'm trying to think of a way to put this. They're not taking the heavyweight division seriously. At all.
It's always seen throughout old BattleBots that the super heavyweight division is their bread and butter, and it kind of goes to show, because the last champion they crowned is the super heavyweight championship. So
yeah,
like how even the super heavyweight championship has two episodes dedicated to it. It's got this episode that we're about to get into.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. And then it has the final.
Who knows? Maybe what Biohazard should do is say, no, I'm the real world champion, and paint a black X over its giant nut.
Nicely done. That was a timely reference.
It won't be by the time this episode comes out. So... Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Chris and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. Speaking of, yes, you mentioned this in passing. So, as I said, this episode we just covered aired back to back with episode 18, where after showing the championship in the heavy division being decided, after showing the middleweight championship being decided, they then go, let's have 3 quarterfinals in the super heavyweight championship. Now, don't get wrong, good matches, but again, you're sitting there going, no, the last 4 episodes should be crowning your 4 last champions.
Yeah, and we'd already crowned one of the champions at this point.
Well, by this point, we'd crowned 2.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I meant before the episode we just covered, we had already crowned the champion, sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, It's definitely clear that like their care is more in the super heavyweight division than it's showed for a long time, but definitely in this season, as we say, because 2 episodes of the final 4 episodes are dedicated to the Supes.
Yep, and oh boy, we start with Codebreaker versus Vladiator. Which
are you, a Vladiator?
So it is a drum spinner robot versus Vladiator's wedge flipper thing. So I take it the idea of this is it's a flipper that can work both ways up.
Yeah, so it doesn't go too high up.
Uh-huh.
But to be honest, sometimes it doesn't really need to, because it's really more about the momentum that Gladiator has behind it rather than an actual flipper.
And what I love about Gladiator, more than every other robot, is it does that wild attacking super heavy, you know, these super heavy ramming around the arena attacks.
It's going so fast sometimes that I'm convinced that it might, like, fucking knock itself out.
But the one difference is, unlike all the other robots that do that, it is very, very clear. No. This robot is fully in control of virtually everything it's doing.
Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes it does look a little clumsy, like, if it, like, turns around and ends up, like, on the spike strip and all that kind of stuff, it's like, oh, no, like, it's just... He knows he can drive over that sort of terrain, so it isn't a bother.
I mean, the knocks when it hits the wall as well, you can feel the entire battle box shake.
Yeah.
That's not at all foreshadowing.
Dun dun.
What ends up happening is Codebreaker is getting some blows. There's this sweet moment. Gladiator gets caught on a kill sort, is in the air, and Codebreaker just catches it in midair with the weapon.
Yeah. I know, it's just masterful driving, like, all round.
The match does go to judges. And it is 25-20 to Vlad, which, yeah, that's a that was a close match.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of the points racked up by Codebreaker was probably from the drum weapon, even though it didn't look like it was doing that much. Like, it was still getting shots in with it, which generate points.
Yeah.
So, Gladiator advances. Our next match is Dissector against Stop.
Against Stop. Before that, we get Vlad the Impaler playing with Trebuchet. The Gage Courtois and his friends playing with a Trebuchet.
Yeah, catapult, essentially.
Yeah, that's what it's... Yeah, Trebuchet. It's a very particular type of catapult.
No, I was just putting it in layman's terms.
Okay.
Because I did not know how to type Trebuchet, so I just wrote catapult.
So, we
how many judges officiate a BattleBots match?
Three.
Yes. So, Dissector against Stop. Hammer time.
So, yes. Hammer time is, surprising enough for that name, a hammerbot.
What?
And Dissector has run out of fucks to give. Also, every time I see it, it looks more and more lockjaw. Down to the fact Donald Hudson is now in the iconic green liver, green outfit.
Yeah. I know, like, it'd be funny if he had enough weight to put, like, a couple of hammers on the side of Lockjaw, just as a, hey, remember Dissector?
Yeah.
Yep, so this is another match that does not take long. Donald Hudson did say going into this match he wants this match done quickly, and he was true to his word. So, he comes in, hammer time, gets maybe a shot or two, and then Dissector's like, okay, over with you. Flips over Hammer Time and then just starts wailing on Hammer Time with his Dissector's own hammers. And Hammer Time can't get back over. And once again, the robot is left right in front of its driver. So they just have to sit and stare at it as it gets counted out.
Yeah. But, oh boy, is Dissector looking fighty going into the grand final.
I call it the big one, fighty.
So, we then get a flashback to Minion versus Vladiator. Before we get the main event of this show and this evening, two super heavyweight pusher robots.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. As far as pusher fights go, it's a good pusher fight. But that's... And, you know, it's people have different tastes. And I've been someone who says that I like pushing robots.
You have, Dad.
But considering the other two fights they had beforehand, I'm surprised that this is your main event.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, I'm inclined to agree. This was a very interesting fight for two big boxes with wedges, but it did not have main event like kind of appeal. I feel like if anything, it should have maybe been like middle of the card, and then one of the other two matches be the main. Like you want to end the show strong.
Aye.
So, Iceberg versus Maximus, if we haven't mentioned already, is the match in question. Iceberg is, I think it's just essentially the biggest version of the team that has like Frostbite.
Yes, it is.
And and Snowflake, I think, as well as their later one.
Would make sense.
Yeah. So 46 wheels on Iceberg, I believe. But a few of them, they didn't have time to put back on. I think they said they lost them or something. Iceberg comes in, gets a good shove, gets Maximus up against the arena. But the way that they did it, Maximus comes down on the front plow of Iceberg. And that's the undoing, because as they separate to pull away, Iceberg's scoop is dangling off and promptly falls off. And then as soon as that happens, that's when Maximus goes, ho, 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 I have all the ground clearance in the world for you now, son. And, yeah. Maximus just starts going to town, taking Iceberg all over the arena. And then one of the slams was so impactful and powerful that the back wheels on one side of Iceberg just completely bends.
Oh, it's horrible looking.
Yeah. Just call it Iceberg Dante Martin.
Yeah.
And because of that, no more movement. No movement from the Iceberg. It's all horrible looking. It is grim. So, well, it was on the quicker side of things, that fight. So we have time to look at some airplanes.
Yeah.
Well, controlled airplanes.
Yep.
And there's still about 5 minutes left in the show at this point. How could you not get another match on?
Yeah.
Oy vey. So, we will be back with the super heavyweight division not next week, but the week after, in terms of how these shows air. And actually, technically, how our show airs as well.
Yep. So we have two episodes left to do covering Comedy Central's BattleBots. which will include the final two episodes of Comedy Central BattleBots ever. But before that, we've got a little bit of fun to have. We have, I think, about more than a dozen unaired fights.
Probably more than two dozen, by my count.
No, not that much, but not far off.
Okay, well, we'll tally up these matches, and we'll let you know next week.
But before then, thank you.
Fuck you.
Bye. And I'm Knuff.